And now from Sin City, the hottest sports betting show in the nation, Friday Night Locks.
With your hosts, Justin.
But it would be really cute with all that they've gone through to get into the playoffs.
Tanya.
Well, this is a done game.
The Tampa Bay game, you were like.
And Jason.
Gonna shock and amaze you. Ready? Ready for this?
Two dads and a mom that make betting fun. If it's Friday, it's friends, family, football, and Friday Night Locks. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
You remember last week when I said take the Raiders 40-1 to win the Super Bowl?
Yes.
I do.
That was my bet last week, 40-1, Raiders, your team. Well, yesterday I found this little gem on the internet. You tell me if this is good or bad. Who is joining my Steam?
Oh, God. Mm. No, Carrot Top? He's the worst looking person on earth.
But read the caption. Read the caption.
He's actually one of the worst. What is the caption?
Carrot Top bet the Raiders to win the Super Bowl at BetMGM Sportsbook at Cosmopolitan Las Vegas. Yep.
Wow.
So it's me and Krusty. It's me and Krusty the Clown. Let's go.
Literally Krusty the Clown.
I saw him in his G5.
Yeah.
I thought it was a woman at first because the flowing locks. And then I realized as I was pulling past him, that's Carrot Top.
I don't think he's from this planet.
And the thing that really impressed me the most is that he was in a G5 G-Wagon. Must be doing okay.
Carrot Top's very wealthy.
What did they say he bet? Like how much?
He took, I can't see on his ticket. He's holding up the ticket. It's blurry. Right. But my question was, is that mush or do we love that?
Carrot Top's awesome.
Okay.
Just because we live here and the Raiders are now have a woman president. So I'm going to go, yay, let's go with that. But I'm not sure if that's actually accurate.
I think I'm going to the Raiders Broncos game October 4th or 5th.
That's going to be a good game. Anyway, I found that on the internet yesterday and I thought I'd put it to you guys. Is that, gathering steam, Raiders, Super Bowl?
It's not Mattress Mac, but we'll take it. I love to hear that. He's like Vegas's son. They love Carrot Top in these parts.
He just squirms through the city.
He's got his little dog most of the time. He's holding his little dog.
So strange.
He's very also strange. Isn't he a huge bodybuilder now?
Yes.
Not so much anymore.
His veins are on the outside of his body.
I don't think so much anymore, but yes, he got very jacked about 10 years ago and has remained in excellent shape.
Okay. Let's devote this entire podcast to Cal.
I love him.
Let's not. I vote no. I vote no.
How are you guys doing? How's the baby? How's Wyatt? I could see that he's keeping you up a little bit. You guys dragged your asses into this podcast today. Were you up all night?
Someone's sleeping in this house right now.
Yeah.
And it ain't me.
It ain't me.
It ain't her.
Nope.
He is.
Sleeping like a cherub.
All right.
We are tired. We are tired. Yeah. We would not trade this for the absolute world. No. He's the best. He's our best friend. But he controls this house, let me tell you.
Yeah.
Sheesh. We're moving furniture. Yeah,
this has been a Wyatt takeover.
It's just, but he's so small. How can someone take over and you just be so small and cute?
I no longer have a coffee table in my living room.
No.
I have sharp
corners.
You know how drummers and bands they put all the carpets, all the cool
layered,
and they're on top of each other.
They muffle it. Yeah, pillows. Yeah.
Well, it looks kind of like that, but they're not Persian rugs. They're Coca-Cola blankets and whatever's random Laker blankets. And they're just, when he turns and falls on his head, he doesn't crack it open.
Yeah.
But he almost jumped off the couch today to get Tanya's charger. He has to have that phone charger. It's it's like zebra striped.
Yeah.
And he's got his eye on it, and I hide it, and he finds it, and he's not messing around. And today he was almost vertical, almost.
Not that we allow our children to get in positions to where they can't recover from.
I wanted to see how far he was going to take it. Are you really going to lean over you're in a well trying to pull out a cat?
Yeah.
And he was. And I said, it's, And he's running and gunning. So that's, I think that's why the tired is. He's sleeping great at night. It's not that, but he's up super early and he's ready to roll.
Yeah.
What does he do when he gets the charger? Does he put it in his mouth?
He
loves the cord. It's not the end of the charger. It's the cord.
Yeah.
And like,
he likes to go.
We don't want
to
know that could end multiple ways and we don't want to go there. So it's just the gray. I think the like swirl of the gray.
If it's plugged in, then that can't be good.
Yeah. Mm. So Justin's table now out there is a TV tray.
Taking over.
All I hear is Larry Fishburne and Boys in the Hood when he kept saying, "You gonna learn, Trey. Oh, you're gonna learn.
Oh, you're gonna learn.
Oh, you're gonna learn today." And I just watch him and I go, "Crack, you're gonna learn.
You're gonna learn. We're gonna learn too. And we are learning. And it's a fun experience. It's just it's a whole new world.
Yeah.
It's fun.
You guys are in it for sure.
Yeah. You are on the opposite end of things.
I moved one of my kids into Berkeley last week.
Oh my gosh.
And I thought of you guys because we were just cruising around campus and I wanted to see the stadium, the football stadium.
Okay.
The house that Aaron Rodgers built.
Right. And I completely forgot that Aaron Rodgers, my new favorite player.
Yeah, it's kismet for you. Look at that.
Is a Cal alumni. And I walk by, let me see if I can find it on my phone, but I walk by their locker room, which is named the Aaron Rodgers
locker room.
The Aaron Rodgers locker room. It's so nondescript.
Aaron Rodgers locker room.
Aaron Rodgers. Yes.
Not Aaron Rodgers field.
It's not Aaron Rodgers field.
Not Aaron Rodgers goalpost. Nothing. Locker room.
That's the field.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, there was nobody practicing. So it's actually really cool. Anyway.
Did you feel closer to him?
Well, here's what I'm thinking about Aaron Rodgers. So last year, I wasn't too hot on him because I felt like he was very mopey dopey with his vaccination stuff and the world's out to get me. He's kind of pouty. Mm-hmm. I don't like that Aaron Rodgers. You know, I I'm doing you a favor, Green Bay, and I don't know if I'm going to play. Maybe I'll retire. Wah. This year, ever since he got on the mushrooms and he got the bag and his new girlfriend's name is Blue of Earth, which, by the way, I want you guys, in honor of that, to start calling me White of Chipotle. I will never answer to anything else.
Yeah.
I think he's actually having fun. So
he has a $150 million guaranteed contract.
But you see, I
hope he's having fun.
I like this Aaron Rodgers.
Oh my
God. Don't make me like you again, Cal alum.
You already do. It's already done.
Yeah, it's done.
Signed, sealed, and delivered. Here we are. We're in the Aaron Rodgers.
You know what else
era.
Is funny? Like, your daughter goes to Wisco, Wisconsin.
Yeah, just left this morning.
And
I know
that's a crushing blow. That's two out of three
in one, technically 1 week.
One
I got
swoop.
One
and your son goes to Cal.
Yeah.
So Aaron Rodgers plays in Wisconsin, probably hour.
Good point.
I want to say north of where she is, and your son is going where he grew up and went to college. That's insane.
Yeah. So I feel like my fate is kind of
intertwined. You are so closely entwined with him. It's just silly.
I love it. And I'm going to say this. Cal is not a football powerhouse. We all know that. However, they have a transfer from Purdue. They're supposed to be 6 wins this year. So the fun of being a dad is merch, rooting for teams, all that stuff that goes along. I'm in. I've already bought tickets to Cal versus Arizona, and I already got tickets to Wisconsin versus Purdue. Oh,
so, you don't look up like Dodger hoodies anymore. You're looking up like Wisconsin hoodies.
I love hoodies. Dodgers. It's a very special time of year right now where it's all going on. So here's my statement, and then let's get into some football. Wisconsin, I know you're not Ohio State. I know you're not even Michigan. But we gotta take it to them this year.
Oh, go ahead.
We have to see it. It's a proud program. Russell Wilson came out of Wisconsin. JJ Watt came out of Wisconsin.
TJ Watt came out of Wisconsin.
I think that the Badgers, go Badgers, jump around. They have to up their game this year. They've had this Mertz quarterback. It's been a project. He has never lived up to his potential. This is the year. Let's go Wisco. Let's go Cal. I want to see some results.
Are you putting a bet on it?
I am putting a bet on it.
What are you going to bet?
Like a heartfelt bet or cash bet?
I'm going to bet that Cal and Wisco will make a bowl game. I'm not going to go crazy.
Oh, they should, right?
Let's go.
The Liberty Bowl and the Horizon Bowl.
Don't most of them make bowl games?
Yes. Cal will be in the Holiday Bowl in San Diego, and Wisconsin will be in the Alamo Bowl.
I don't care if it's the Chipotle Burrito Bowl. I don't care if it's the Papa John Pizza Bowl. Yeah. I don't care. Just give me a bowl.
That's crazy. You let two kids fly the coop.
They're flown. I got one left in high school. God bless him. Last night he's at the dinner table. My wife and I are staring at him.
He's so bored.
He goes, "Can I have not all this attention on me now? Like, I know the other two are out of the house, but I don't want any of this."
Yeah.
We're like, "How are your grades? How's your life? Are you dating anyone? What's up with you, Gov? How are you?" He's like, "No. Remember when I was the third kid that you didn't even talk to? Let's go back to that."
Yeah, he's like, "Can I eat my dinner in my room?"
Okay, you and Carly are probably like, "Oh, we've been giving the other two kids so much attention that okay, let's give the third one attention." And he's like, "No.
Yeah.
I'm good."
No. He doesn't want any part of us. So this is I think you guys know, whenever you think your routine is down as a parent, it changes. So now we're down to one in here. I got bets on bowl games. I don't know what I'm doing. But I do know that preseason has been really fun and exciting.
Yeah.
It has. It's so different now, too, because like when we were, I was talking to my boy the other day and I was like, "Remember when we were like younger and like Peyton Manning would play the first quarter, if not the first half, or Drew Brees, you know, that whole world, Tom Brady, who's still playing. They would play a half or they would play a quarter. And then as it got deeper into the preseason, they would start playing longer. Like the first team will play the whole first half and this and that. Some teams are doing that. They're sprinkling a little bit. And some teams are playing nobodies."
Right.
And these coaches already know who's, you know, probably not going to make the team, who's on the practice squad and who's probably going to make the team and who their starters are, because that a lot comes down to who got drafted and who's paid. But, It's not those familiar faces. And that's why I find it very hard to bet on preseason, because it's not like, okay, if Brees could play the first half, they should start smoking him. And then by the time the whatever. And on that note, I don't know if you've been watching Hard Knocks.
Sure.
Detroit Lions. I'm like a fan, dude. Like I'm not going to rah-rah them, but I will say this, they're not finishing last in that division.
No.
And we all know who is going to. They have Aaron Glenn is their assistant, he's the defensive coordinator.
Mm.
Deuce Staley is the assistant head coach and running backs coach. Mark Brunell is the quarterbacks coach. Dude, Dan the Man has that team loving him. Everybody's all in. And there's a lot of fire on that team. And like, I don't know, dude. It's just exciting. And I feel like Hard Knocks always makes you feel like they're going to be good. Look at how hard they're working.
Make you like any team.
Yeah, like Mike McCarthy, even when the Dallas did it. Like, you feel like, "Oh, these fools are working," and he's cussing people out. "Get your shit together," and all that. But I'm a fan. I'm liking what they're doing over there in Detroit, and I think those guys are all in.
I think that's the consensus. I think everyone who's watching the Lions on Hard Knocks is falling in love. And it's just their heart. It's their moxie. And it all comes from the head coach. The guy's doing 40 up downs with them.
I know, dude.
Oh, that's what we were watching. Yeah. Like 10 in. We were
He's a big boy.
How many could you get?
I couldn't do. Four. I was counting after
you
a while.
You could get 40? Like,
four.
That's
confidently.
That's three more than I can get.
Yeah, that's about four more than I could do.
And I might not get up on the fourth. I'll just sleep.
I thought they were going to do like 20. You know, like push-ups, like up, down. And they just kept going.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, then I started counting. I'm like, that's got to be 50. That's got to be 75. Like, it was 4 minutes of that. And he did it. Unreal.
And then running back again. Yeah.
Oh, Jamal Williams crying. That
speech. Wow.
That's real stuff. He's like, look at our record. Anytime you want to, you know, quit, look at that record. Dog, watch out. They got.
I want to see more of them. Last year was.
I don't know, dude. They got some youngsters. They did what the draft. They did well. That linebacker Rodrigo, and then of course, your boy Aiden from.
Michigan. From Michigan. Yep.
I don't know, even Jared Goff looked good. I'm telling you. I'm all about it. God bless.
You go love Lions, Jared Goff. Stop it.
Go Lions.
You love Aaron Rodgers, so
yeah.
Let's call it what it is.
I am white of Chipotle, and I do love Aaron Rodgers.
The only thing more fun than watching football is betting on it. Ready to make some cash? Gentlemen, lock it up.
So what do you got? You got any bets for us? This is a betting show, right?
I think.
I don't know why people are still not getting on the Baltimore Ravens bus.
Is it free money?
The bus is rolling down the street, bro. Bumping the beats to the sound of the beat of the street. And everybody's like, I'm fading them. There's no way they're going to win again. They've won 23 preseason games in a row. They have covered the spread 10 out of 11 of the last games. And the last time they lost, Obama was president. I kid you not.
But that's all preseason.
It doesn't matter.
You just said that preseason doesn't really.
It's a bet. If you need rent money, go. Run.
Run.
If you need
book.
To fix your flat tire, go. They're -6.5 this week against the Washington Commanders. I can't even get it out of my mouth.
Can we pause?
Can we just address that?
Please.
What?
The Commanders, what are they called?
They're not the Commodores.
I said the Commodores last week. I can't even say Washington.
Is Lionel Richie their quarterback?
Yeah. The Commodores is a band, right?
Three times.
Are they easy like Sunday morning?
Yeah.
Mm, yes. But the Commanders, is that their name? The Commanders.
The Commanders.
The
Washington
Commanders.
Yeah. You can't even get it out of your mouth.
T, on a scale of 1 to 10, how much do we love that name?
The Commodores or the Commanders?
I don't care.
I like the Commanders. Better.
I'm not. It's ridiculous. It's all ridiculous.
It's terrible, right?
I can't believe we're living in 2022 right now.
Everyone said they didn't like the Washington football team. Now
that was
they're
awful.
Missing that. They're missing that.
I'll take it.
They're missing that title with the W on the side of the helmet. Come on, dude. They are horrible as it is. They lost. I don't know if you saw Chase Young's out for a month.
I saw that, and they have your favorite quarterback.
Carson Shitz, baby. His third uniform in 3 years.
Old happy.
What feet. A guy.
Wow.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's something that if you want to fade them, but if you want rent money, run to the book. They're -270 on the money line. Where do I sign? And they're down. They're minus a touchdown, and they have covered against the spread 10 out of 11 games.
So if you put,
where do I sign?
If you put $20 on the game, what is that? What are the odds?
You'd have to put $22.50.
$22.50 to $120.
And then you'd have to put $20 to win approximately like $8 or something.
Okay.
If you did the, you know, whatever it is, whatever that number. But come on, free money, right? They're 3-0, or they're going to be 3-0, going back to the Obama administration.
Why does Harbaugh care so much?
They're
about
not playing anybody. No one's even playing, bro.
But why
does
he care?
There's no Lamar Jackson. No one's even playing, and they're stomping people.
They don't lose in the preseason.
No, it's one of those things. And then you look at like the Saints and the Chargers are 0-2. Like they don't really care. Like some of those teams, like Sean Payton never cared, and Dennis Allen doesn't care because he was there with Sean Payton. Like they get things done. They're working on
just
stuff.
Practice.
That's why I don't bet it, but I would bet this. Take it. Take my money. Someone out there is going, and not just someone, a lot of people out there are going, no way, no way. And they're going to do it to you again. They're going to do it to you again. And Lamar might play a little. He might get a little sprinkle.
I got to say, I like Lamar when he takes his braids out. I like that hair that he's rocking. But who's got better hair, T? Trevor Lawrence, Sunshine from the Jaguars, long, beautiful Jesus locks, or Lamar Jackson? I want to know who wore it best.
Long, beautiful Jesus locks.
Okay. That's controversial.
What about Kyler Murray's catastrophe?
He also has pretty good hair. I like his hair.
Like right now?
He's letting it all go.
Yeah.
He looks like Kaepernick.
I like it.
I like the Ravens. And then the other thing that I wanted to kind of touch on was our last show was AFC West. And we were like, I don't know about the Chiefs, or at least I was for sure. You guys kind of agreed, kind of didn't, whatever. But I was pretty adamant that I thought that the Chiefs might not repeat this year because, you know, they lost people and this and that. And it's such a tough division. The Raiders are stacked. And then don't forget Russell Wilson and this, that, and the other. The Chargers still suck. Herbert is gifted. They have Eckler. They've got Mike Williams. They've got Allen. They've got great offense. They just signed Khalil Mack. You got your boy Joey Bosa.
Yep.
They have DBs, Austin Johnson, Mike Davis, J.C. Jackson. Derwin James just signed the biggest deal in the history of the NFL for a cornerback. And then a kid from the USFL out of TCU, Kevontae Turpin, ran not one, but two kickoffs back against their ass. One in the first quarter for 98 yards, and then another one in the second quarter for 86 yards. And if they would have played him in the third or fourth quarter, he might have done it again. Their win total,
so fast,
10.5 games.
Who, Chargers?
Yes. Your like win under? Total is 10.5 games. This kid Turpin, I mean, obviously these comparisons come out. They're like, he's Dion. Turpin Turpin time. I don't know if you watched some of those just disaster. Ridiculous.
Yeah, no.
Running around like it was Pop Warner, dude. And it's the Chargers, and I said it last week. I said, hopefully the Chargers will even it out. They got some Khalil Max and this and that. Dude, they looked awful against the Cowboys. And they are not going to win 11 games. 11 they've got to win that bet. It's minus 143 to the under.
Okay.
I am firing.
You're firing on that.
Under 10.5 games this year with the Chargers. And I just don't see it. I just don't see them winning. I don't care how good they are. They might make the playoffs. They won 9 games last year. They lost in that tiebreaker to the Raiders. They didn't even make the playoffs. Everyone's saying they'll win one more. They'll win two more. Not with that. Not with that Matador D, they won't. Mm. And that division, as we said last week, was tough. And they're not stopping anything. So I don't see them winning 11 games to win that bet. That half a game or whatever you want to call it gives you that little cushion that you need to make it 11 and not a push on 10. There's no push. I love it.
Okay.
I love it. There's a couple other divisional things like Tampa Bay. I think there's trouble there. This is kind of mirroring like last year when Aaron Rodgers wanted to host Jeopardy and wasn't really ready and was kind of whiny, like you said, broke up with his girl and all this. And, came out stale against the Saints. They got smoked in game one. Obviously, they turned it around. He won the MVP. But I just feel like this Tom Brady bailing for 2 weeks and he's 45. And at some point, you got to fall off the cliff. The Saints might sneak in and win that division at minus 340. They're the second favorite in that division to win. And they own Tampa Bay. They own them. And Carolina's not doing it. Atlanta's not doing it. Obviously, the favorite's Tampa Bay. But that might be worth a little sprinkle. That might be worth a sprinkle.
You guys love the Saints.
Yeah, Tampa Bay is minus 250 to win that division, and the Saints are 340.
Who dat?
Down from 350. So that's something I might look at. And then just as a note, maybe watch Tampa Bay this year before you start firing. And those odds and those spreads this week are gonna be big. They always are. Minus 8, minus this, minus that. And Brady's O-line is banged up. And new coach, even though he was there. I don't know.
What's the over-under of Tom Brady retiring this year?
I'm sure there's a stat.
There's a bet out there, but what do you guys think?
I'm sure BetMGM has a stat, or I'm sure William Hill has a stat. DraftKings for sure has a stat on it. They have a stat on everything.
Yeah. I think that Brady missed 2 weeks of preseason because he got the Keith Richards blood transfusion. He got the blood of a young boy.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And if he continues to do so, I think he can play for another 5 years.
Well, of course. Of course. I just feel like he retired too early last year and he woke up and went, wait a minute. Never mind.
What's crazy is that he's shattering the touchdown record that Drew Brees set 3 years ago.
Like, you're
so good.
Got three more years of 43 touchdowns. Like, he's shattering.
He'll be well over 600. Your newborn baby has more wrinkly skin than Tom Brady. Yeah.
And more rolls.
Facts.
He sleeps in a avocado filled cryo chamber.
Yep.
He gets blood transfusions. Mm-hmm. He buys a lot of Bitcoin. I don't think he retires anytime soon.
No.
And he eats Subway.
And he calls the shots. Like, I'm Tom Brady. What do you want?
And
let's go.
I'm telling you, I told you this all last year. When Tom Brady gets mad, that's the best time to bet him. And all that stuff about how the Raiders, Gruden said, nah, we don't need Brady.
We'll pass.
Eh.
We don't need Gronk. We'll pass.
That's the power couple right there.
I think Brady got very mad that somebody did not want him. You brought up last week, like, Tom Brady isn't afraid to grab you and say, come on, dude, what are you doing?
Yeah.
And I think that players get up for playing with Tom Brady and they concentrate. They don't drop as many passes. I think Julio, if he stays healthy, could have a good year. I think I've come to the dark side, and let me tell you why.
You've already come to the dark side with Aaron Rodgers.
Yes, and this is a double dark side.
Dear Lord.
Your absolute delusional blind spot for the greatest pitchman on television, Baker Mayfield, is historic. I can't stand the guy. However...
Oh, God.
Now that he goes to Carolina and he's not on my TV pitching me, what is it, Progressive? What's State Farm?
It's all of it, buddy. It's all of it. Pay the man.
I think Baker's been humbled. I think Baker has a little chip on his shoulder. And I think Baker is going to surprise to the upside.
I agree.
In his new uniform on the Panthers. And I did a little research for the pod. Here is a very fun bet based on my new love of Baker Mayfield. Baker Mayfield, over under yards passing, only 3,700. Now, think about who he's throwing to. Christian, yards after the catch, McCaffrey. Right? So if
he'll make you look good.
Hey, if he dumps off a little 5-10 yard screen pass, that could go for 20-30 in every single game. I think he gets over that 3,700. So that's my first lock. Baker Mayfield to go over 3,700 yards passing. I think that's a very fun bet and surprising for me because of my history with Baker, right?
Ladies and gentlemen, lock it up.
I think this is easy money. What do you think?
Does Matt Rhule throw the ball? Or does he just give it to McCaffrey every time?
No, I mean, Carolina, you forget, before they had their Sam Darnold interception palooza last year, their defense is solid. They got Christian McCaffrey was hurt a little bit last year. Like, as long as they come full strength, they got a good squad. I mean, I think the Panthers are a better than average team, and I think they're going to give a lot of teams some trouble. And I actually think Baker is focused. His first game is against the Browns.
Insane how the NFL does that.
That's motivating. What do you think about that, T? Do you like Baker?
I just think it's refreshing when you go to a new team, kind of like Russell Wilson now in the Broncos. It's just like a new invigoration of like, oh, yeah, all these doubters out here. I'm going to a new team. Watch me. So I think, at least in the first few games, he'll be super successful. Of course, against the Browns initially, that's always awkward.
Awkward.
You're wearing blue now instead of your brown and orange.
Are they in Cleveland?
I don't know. I have to check.
I have to look that up because I'll tell you what.
That'd be crazy.
The fans still love him. They're not mad. Nobody's mad at him.
No. Right. I mean, it is what it is. You do what you do. But if Drew Brees were to go to another team, that'd be another situation.
Right.
Like there are some quarterbacks that you just, they're just that team and that's what they are. And when they, if they move, it's.
Yeah, but there's a new wave.
Disturbing.
Though. I saw this thing the other day. There's 7 quarterbacks with new homes.
Yeah. A lot of switching around this year.
Matt Ryan, Carson Shitz,
yep.
Baker now, Russell Wilson, if I didn't say that already.
Yep.
Deshaun Watson.
Yep.
Yeah, there's a few. Sounds like you have something
Deshaun to say Watson. About that.
No, I'll just let Jason finish.
Okay, I got one more bet.
Go.
In what world are they disrespecting the black and yellow steel curtain Steelers with a 7.5 win total?
Research.
Thank you. Okay.
Analytics.
Lots of things.
Facts.
And quite frankly,
statistical information
laid out for you. That's how.
Okay.
Mathematics.
Besides science,
common sense.
Yeah.
Besides common sense and data and analytics and everything else, let me lay out the case here.
Yeah, please do.
Please do.
Okay, you ready? Mike Tomlin has not
ever had a losing season
in 15
yes, this
years.
Is true. Until now.
So all of a sudden, magical 16 is just going to come in under 8 wins. So this is the year that happens.
What goes
no,
up?
No, and I'll tell you why.
Come down, spinning wheel.
Mike Tomlin, one of my all-time favorite head coaches in the NFL. Why? Because he's a thug. He motivates that team. He gets mad. Who's his new defensive coordinator? Brian Flores. What?
He's mad.
Double thug, double mad, double motivation. And let's not get it twisted. Okay, TJ, let's not get it twisted.
The D is going to be fine. They're going to be fine.
Hayward, Highsmith, come on. You don't want to face that Steelers defense. And let me remind you, as much as I love Dad Bod, Hooters, and Wings, Ben Roethlisberger, last year was Weekend at Bernie's. His two guards carried him around that field because he was dead.
Yeah.
He was a corpse, okay? This year we got Trubisky. He's fine. He'll do it. And we got Pickett, who's an exciting rookie. He could even be a starter. Najee Harris. I love a team that plays good defense, and I love a team that can run the ball. Therefore, I don't see any way the Steelers don't get 8 wins. Look at their schedule. They are going to get there easily, and
they
sprinkle,
played Baltimore
sprinkle.
Twice and Cincinnati twice.
They beat Baltimore last year with a corpse.
And no Lamar.
They're going to steal one. They're going to steal one from Baltimore. They're going to steal one from the Browns. I believe in the Steelers. I believe in Tomlin and Flores. Come on. Steelers, over 7.5 win totals, even money. No juice.
Are you, thinking like it's too good to be true because it's not even 8? Like that's low. I mean, the Jets are 5.5.
You know,
and you're like 7.5 is doable. All Tomlin has to do is at least push.
I'm going to use your words against you because you said Ravens, they've won 23 preseasons. What? So now they're going to lose all of a sudden. Everyone's I feel the same way about the Steelers. Tomlin's won 15 years in a row. He's gotten to that 8 win total. I don't think that this is magical 16 when all of a sudden the wheels come off. I'm not buying it. He's hot. He's got the streak going. I think the Steelers are going to get there comfortably in a 17 regular season game schedule. They're going to get 8 wins. And that's, I love those two bets. I like Baker over the passing yards. I like the Steelers over the win totals. And I'm ready to lock it up.
Ladies and gentlemen, lock it up.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't even know what to say.
He says, fight me.
Yeah, let's go.
I don't care about your science and your common sense and your facts.
Yeah.
I want mad Mike Tomlin, and I want double mad Brian Flores.
So next on our show, we have Dr. John Watson from Yale University, who's telling us why they won't win 7.5 games.
Either of you see this morning, for the last game, the last Cleveland game, which was what day?
Saturday.
People were showing up with new banners made. And those banners were in support of Deshaun Watson, which is, I say fine, very lightly. It's not fine, but the things that they're saying on these signs are crazy.
What are they saying?
I can't say them. It's profanity, but it's like in wild, like just not good support of the actions that he did.
Wow.
And it's like, oh, there's one that's free Watson.
Sure.
Like things like that. People are actually going to the lengths of that.
But I think Jason asked you that question a couple of weeks ago. Like if you're a fan of a team and the devil gets signed, do you just say go devil? Like what?
I would just be a little calmer and quieter and just be like, yeah, that's my team, I guess. Yeah. We'll see how they do this year. Sure, the quarterback's not there for the first 11 games. We'll see how it goes. But I just the reason behind it is just wild. It's not Deflategate. It's not the Saints back in the day when they did their whole cheating situation. This is like actual humans not being human and doing things that they shouldn't be doing and not getting the proper discipline, in my opinion. Still getting his entire contract minus $5 million. That's fine. That's a drop in the hat for him. Slap on the wrist. He gets to go to the game, wear his best threads, but sit on the sidelines and relax. I don't know. It's just all kind of funky to me. And I think the Cleveland Browns are a really good team as after last year, but we'll see. I don't know. It's just sad.
Do you have any predictions for them?
Well, I just think the Cleveland Browns are the under the win total on 9.5. So I just don't know if they're going to make half the season. I just don't know if they're going to do anything. I don't even know if they're going to make the playoffs, to be honest.
So there's no way they're going to win 10 games.
No.
I mean, their schedule is monster. They play Cincinnati twice, like I said. They play Baltimore twice. He misses the first 11 games. Then when he comes back, he plays in Houston against his old team. Those fans are going to, in Houston, they are going to set that place on fire.
I like Davis Mills. I'll say it right now.
They are going to lose that game. Trust me when I tell you that Houston Texans are going to smoke them. And then they play the last five remaining games. They play Baltimore, loss. Cincinnati, loss. Probably the second loss of, you know, because they're going to play him twice. So that's four. Then they play Pitt. You say probably a loss. I say they might squeak that out.
You hate Pittsburgh so much.
Play the Washington Commanders. I'll give them a W there. But during the season, they also play Buffalo,
and New Orleans,
Tampa Bay, Miami, the Chargers, Baltimore twice, Cincinnati twice, the Browns twice. I mean, the Steelers twice. Dude. They might win five games with Deshaun Watson. And mind you, his first game back, he hasn't played in 2 years. They're going to suck. They're going to suck.
I don't know. But along the lines of you having passion for your team and someone does something like this, it's just deflating. Mm-hmm. Like the fans are deflated and then you get those just that 20% of just idiots in the world. Sorry, that support just the wildness of people.
What do you think the suspension should have been?
A year.
Mm-hmm.
At least.
Do you think moving forward they should not even have these like trials at all? It should just be in stone. That's 12 games.
No, because what it is right now is that every crime, the punishment is 6 games, right? Unless it's further down the line or unless it's discussed other by the judge or whatever.
It's usually six,
which is like you could cheat in one game or you could hurt 22 people is where it's at. 24. I think 24, in whatever way, it doesn't matter. You've hurt them. It's still the same punishment. That's wild to me. That's absolutely wild. I think they need to rewrite the book. I think they need to have situational, okay, if this happens, and then like spiderweb it off of that. Like our entire judicial system is made to do that. Right. Yes, there are flaws in that as well, but there are specific punishments for specific crimes. And I think it should be the same in the NFL. It shouldn't be just like a blanket punishment, because 6 games, stop. That's a great vacation for someone. Mm-hmm. That's COVID quarantine. Mm-hmm. Like we all did that and we were like, oh my God, this sucks. And then we were like, kind of cool.
So refreshed.
I'm kind of okay because I'm still getting paid. So I don't know. It's just, they should rewrite the book. And, you know, we were watching First Take and Molly, I agree with what she was saying. It just needs to be more specific
precedent.
And let's figure this out. It's a new day. It's not 2011 anymore. And I think it's wild. So,
yeah. And whatever. Didn't they also suspend the receiver on Atlanta for 15 games just for betting on one game?
The whole year.
Yeah.
The whole year.
Calvin Ridley. They gave him a year in the blink of a hat. No trial, nothing.
Right.
The quickest 1 year slapped on his ass you've ever seen.
Yeah.
And it kind of speaks to what you're saying, T, is that you're looking for consistency.
Consistency, yeah. And I mean, this last year they started to have the conversation about women. And this year, this summer, it's just been like, oh, women. Let's do everything we can. And then this is like a slap in the face. I thought you said you were going to represent women and good causes and morality, and now you're just doing this. It's just crazy. But if it was a year, would we still be upset about that? I don't know. Is it ever enough?
Well, no, I actually really appreciate
some people are saying longer than that. 2 years.
This podcast is content that is made for moms like yourself, casual bettors, dads, parents, non-parents, but to have the female perspective of what you're saying is really important, because mm-hmm. probably what the NFL doesn't realize is this sort of slap on the wrist that he's getting is alienating a lot of women fans of the NFL. And I love that you're giving voice to that.
Yeah. And I feel like if there was any lingering women fans out there, or even men who just don't watch football, who were like, oh, it's kind of cool. They're like representing a different vibe. Like, let's get these women in here on the front of the line. And then something like this happens. It's just, I don't know. It's just another like joke. Like, you watch football, stop. That's a joke. I don't know. It's just, that's the vibe. And I just want to get more women out there and feel comfortable with walking up to the sports book and putting a bet in and watching football, maybe when their husbands are working or like by themselves. And it's just, we were going ahead and now it's 5 steps back, I feel like. So,
that's fair.
I mean, you could just not watch the Cleveland Browns, thus not being involved with Deshaun Watson. But at the same time, that's, I don't know, it's just deflating. But hopefully when the season starts, maybe we'll see some more other things that are positive and we can focus on that.
It gives you all the more reason to root for the Steelers and against the Browns. Exactly. I think that's what it's saying.
Yeah,
sure.
And maybe give a round of applause to Aaron Rodgers every once in a while.
Not gonna happen.
Damn
it. So close.
We watched him. I don't know. He was practicing on something, and it was like he cut his hair. He didn't. It was just a tiny little like low man bun.
He had a do-rag.
He looks good. Look, he cut his hair. Clearly, he's wearing a hat with cut hair.
Blue of Earth likes the long hair. The long hair stays. The Wranglers stay. The cowboy boots stay. Get on the A train before it's too late.
God.
I think he cuts his hair this year.
Should we put a bet on it?
I don't think he goes the whole year. Remember when he sometimes had a beard and then they'd lose and then he would just shave his face? I think that it'll be some kind of a cleansing thing that Blue will give him all the herbs and minerals and rocks, and they will
seance,
and they will smoke peyote, and he'll cut his hair.
Ladies and gentlemen, lock it up.
I moved my kid into Berkeley. Have you guys been to that town? It's hippies everywhere. Okay? He ain't cutting his hair.
No, he's cutting it.
All right. This has been a fun show. Let's recap. Justin has two locks for us today. He likes the Ravens going against the Lionel Richie-led Commodores. Doesn't matter.
Lay the sail six. On down the road. And
it's going to be easy like Sunday morning. Yeah. Ravens minus six. Pick that ticket up. Also, you're going against LA's other team, the Chargers. You say, Bolts, fix your defense. Justin Herbert deserves a better defense. Minus 43 under the win total. I like two bets. I like Baker Mayfield, who I used to hate and now I love, to go over 3,700 yards. And I also like, surprise, surprise, the steel curtain. Mad Mike Tomlin will continue his streak. Yes, he will continue his streak. He gets to 8 wins. Those are my two locks. T says, NFL, too light on Deshaun Watson. Yeah. Slap on the wrist is not going to do it. Therefore, T says, fade the Browns. They're not getting to 10 wins. They may even miss the playoff, folks.
Yep.
And those are your locks for this week. Tune in next week when we're going to have some more preseason fun. By the way, last year in preseason, I had about 6 or 7 tickets of teams that I thought would win the Super Bowl. One of them was the Rams, which I'll cash. Maybe for next week, I might introduce a few more teams that I think could be sneaky. We talked about the Raiders, but there's a couple other teams that I think could be surprising this year. Again, no one thought the Bengals were going to make it last year. So there's more fun to be had with preseason, and we'll get into it next week.
100%. It's very important to bet responsibly. I'm just kidding.
No, you're not. It is.
No, I'm not. No, but seriously, beat the book. Always check your tickets, guys, when you go to the window, because sometimes they punch in the wrong team just to see if you catch it. Uh-oh. And not that that means you were going to win anyway, but always check your tickets. Always.
Good advice.
Double check your tickets.
Yes. And just be kind.
Cheers. And beat the book. Cheers, guys.
Bye.
Thank you for supporting Friday Night Locks by clicking the like and subscribe button and leaving us a review. Thanks again for tuning in, and see you all next week. Good luck at the book.